有飲水，我哋先不多半個鐘都唔足。教授 rise before a holy person and respect the saints and show respect to the saints of the elder. So they think about it. The holy person, not in Latin, it is not in Ashwari. I could say that there is a field to rise even before his Okin Ashwari. Now what does Okin Ashwari mean? So according to Rashi, he is a wicked person, he is an immoral person, a worshipful. One is not easy my son. According to Tesres, it means an ignorant person, but not an immoral person. Because in respect to an immoral person, so easy in the Uden would also conceive that there is no chiluk to rise before. So the machlokes between Tame and easy in the Uden is in regard to an ignorant person, but not in regard to an immoral and the wicked person. So if you have a lot with the Zoki Ashmoy, then you bring a Zoki. In Zoki no Chom. She then had it for the Shivi Mish, the Zimini Nisrona, so according to Alekhane, there is no Chiv of the Zim Otoku in respect to the Zoki Ashmoy, whatever it means. But there is a Bini in Zoki Elo Mishe Kono Chom. She then had a Shem Konomi Reishes Dalki. So that means that Chochma, Chochmas HaTorah is the oldest treasure that the Rebbe Shalom has in the world. And Hashem Kolonim Reishis Dalki. So it's okay, so one who acquired wisdom is considered is okay. Yochei Yanni B'chono B'yochei Ohevim Talmudayma Tokum V'odarto Yomarchi Kinot Al B'mokim Sheyei Shidu. In other words, there is a chiluk to rise before a Talmud Chochem, before an aged person, only when Talmud Chochem, the aged person, comes within the Talmud Ames of the person. But if he is more than Talmud Ames away, there is no chiluk to rise. In respect to a Rabbi Mubok, so there is a chiluk to rise even before Eino, even if he is more than Talmud Ames away from him. Yochei Yanni B'chomei, Talmud Ames talk over Talmud. Makino shebe chison kis, apido shebe chison kis. Yoche yami bifono binis akise bison erchot, tamudema toko vadaot. Lomarte kino al gumokim she yeshiv. Yoche yami meno kimi shebe chou, tamudema toko vioreso. Yoche hamos rulei, nema por vioreso mojan. I could say that if someone knows that the chochem is arriving in a minute, so he has an alternative. He will just close his eyes and he will not see as the Chochem arrives. So he's not allowed to do that. Why? Because right next to the Seba Tokud, the doubt of Nizokim, the Torah says, we are in some of the camp. So that means, so from this we deduce that he cannot close his eyes. How could anyone have a Salgibaito that one can close his eyes? I mean, we have to resort to a special posse that he cannot close his eyes. I mean, who is he deceiving? But I could argue that inasmuch as rising before the Talmid Chochem or before an aged person consists in a gesture of respect and reverence that is shown to the Talmid Chochem or the aged person, so immediately all that is required is just external reverence, an external manifestation of reverence. But if he closes his eyes, and every observer would think that the reason as to why, he didn't rise is because he didn't see the Talmud Chochem coming in, or the aged person coming in. So in Mele, there is no external disrespect shown to the Talmud Chochem. So, Kamashnu or not, that even though there is no apparent disrespect, because everyone who will see that a certain person doesn't rise before the Talmud Chochem, before the aged person, he has his eyes closed, and he wouldn't know that he delivered that person deliberately closed his eyes. So there is no apparent disrespect. So Gamashu or not, that he is still in Batla Mitzvah. Alright. The Shimon ben Rozov in there, Minayim Zokim Shoyat Chiyach, Talmud Rimar Zokim Yoriz. Because the Torah mentions right after, if they say Matokum word out of me is okay, we are in some of the Kechel. So we dash So Reb Shimon was a darshins zokin b'yoreiso. In other words, the zokin himself. How does Rashi explain it? Lohach esoma b'yoreiso zokin rima shabzok shabazokin b'yo. So it's a bit chidish. The Torah has to tell us that the Talmud Chochem is also mechuyech to be God fearing. I mean, the Torah had to mention that to spell it out. Zokin b'yoreiso. That even the Zokin has to fear God. I mean, Michael Mashimon, that goes without saying. Of course, the Zokin has no exemption from the mitzvah at all. Certainly has no exemption from the mitzvah of fearing the Rebbeinu Shalom. But the Malbim explains it, that here there is a special mitzvah. According to Reb Shimon ben Rozon, it's a remarkable pshat by the Maalim. In other words, that here, actually, it's not inconsistent to Tira Shemayim. If the Zokin, if the Talmud Chochem or the aged person deliberately, he prolongs his way in order to make the whole tzibur wise before. All right, you can say he likes Kovet. All right, he likes Kovet, but that does not mean that it's inconsistent with Tira Shemayim. So what is the pshat in this pasuk? Zokin v'yoreiso. So the Malbim says there is a special mitzvah incumbent upon the zokin, the Talmud Chochem, or the aged person, not to abuse his chochmeh, his Torah, or his age. Because even if he deliberately prolongs his way in order to make more and more people stand up before him, so then he abuses. He abuses the image of age or the image of wisdom. So that's a special halacha. This is how the Maalim explains. Whatever it is. So isi ben Yehudei meir mipnei sevo toku afilu kol sevo b'mashim. Afilu kol sevo b'mashim. In other words, the Tanakhama said that zokin hashmoyeh for zokin hashmoyeh, there is no chinuch of wisdom. Whether zokin hashmoyeh means the roshim is my samcho, it means an ignorant person. Whatever it means. So according to the Kamer, there is no chiyu of kine before Izok Nashmore. So he said, Yehuda says, there is a chiyu. There is a chiyu. Rabbi Yossi Aguri, so you want to raise a question. Rabbi Yossi Aguri, Haile Takam, Haile Takam. Actually, Tanakhama, Rabbi Yossi Aguri say the same thing. Because the Tanakhama says, when Izok in Al Chochom, Shemem Arizvon Yishim 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 Yishim. And Rabbi Yossi Aguri, in Izok in Al Yishim Yishim Yishim. So the same thing, and he mentions another passage. Adishem Konami, Grishis Darke. But they both say the same thing. That Zokin means Italit Chochet. Not just an aged person. So what's the machlekes? Yidjit Anayim Yanik Vichak. Tanakhama Sova Yanik Vichak in both. But he said, Yui Sova, Hafim Yanik Vichak in... So Tanakhama's shitin is that there is a chiyu to stand for a person who is both aged, he's old, let's say Seva, 70 years or more. But she is Seva, it's mentioned very often. So according to Tanakhama, the chiyuv of the Seva Tokum without a Nizokin applies only to one who has age and wisdom. But if someone is young and is in Talmud Chochem, there is no chiyuv of the Seva Tokum without a Nizokin. According to Rabbi Yisrael Gmili, even if someone is a Yanik V'chakim, no matter how young he is, if he's a Talmud Chochem, so we are mechuyev to rise before him, and we are mechuyev to give him kovet. That's the machlekes. So Rabbi Yisrael Tanakhama is over Yanik V'chakim, no? Rabbi Yisrael Gmili is over Afilu Yanik V'chakim. Afilu Yanik V'chakim. So Rashi says that according to Rabbi Yisrael Gmili, Rabbi Yisrael Gmili does not. If Luke one would say, that inasmuch as Rabbi Yitzhak Aguri says that the expression Odartot Nizokin has reference for even to Yanik Lechaki, so maybe the expression one would say, according to Rabbi Yitzhak Aguri, the expression Nisabot talking has reference to one who is aged, who is old, but he's not Chaki. He's not Chaki, not aware that Rabbi Yitzhak Aguri agrees with his ability. But there is a few to write and to give Kovet even to a Zokin Hashmoye, whatever Zokin Hashmoye means. So Rashi and Tesis, they both say, no, that Rabbi Yitzhak Aguri agrees with the Tanakhama on one point, his Chemical Tanakhama, in regard to Yannick V'Chakim, whether Yannick V'Chakim by itself involves the Chiyuv of Kovel or not. So on that point he is Chemical with the Tanakhama, but he doesn't agree with Yisrael Yehuda. Yisrael Yehuda says that there is a Chiyuv of Yisrael Tokum even for Ezok Nashmoye. According to Rabbi Yisrael, really there is no Chiyuv of rising before Ezok Nashmoye. So Zokin means that he young Yehuda. And what do you mean by Yisrael Tokum? Not with that if he's aged. And he's also Chochem, we have to rise for him. So what's the significance of his age? Even if he's a youngster, and in the Talmud Chochem Ulam, we have to rise before him. So what's the significance of Seivor? So Teisves and the Rosh, they discuss that, and that's also Shmiz Rashi. Then at the end, the V says, literally, the Vada Yalit V'chakim Tzorech Shein Mufle, U'mikach Itzvich Seivor Apal Bishein Mufle, Mikach Nizokin Shein Mufle, U'yalit V'chakim Shein Mufle, אבל אם הוא ישוב בכל, הימיק והזוקן צורך שימד הימיק לפני הזוקן, וגם ימיק צורך שימוף בחכמו, וגם זוקן אין צורך. So that was there is one big nafkemine between Tanakhama and Rabbi Yisrael Aguirre. Both Tanakhama and Rabbi Yisrael Aguirre agree that there is no chiyuv of the Seivor Tokrim regarding Seivor Shmot. But according to Tanakhama, where is there a chiyuv of the Seivor Tokrim? Only if one has two qualifications. First of all, he's old, 70 years old, or more, and that is Talmud Chacham. But if he's a Yannick V'Chakim, even if he's the Gadol HaDor, even if he's a Muflek V'Chacham, so there is no Chiyuv of the Seivor Tokrim without a Kizur. According to Rabbi Yisrael Aguirre, so if the Yannick is such a Chacham, he's a Muflek, there are 2 degrees, 2 levels of Chacham. There is one level of Chochmah, someone is it. He's called Chochmah, but he is not Mufleg B'Chochmah. And there is another level of Chochmah, when one is a Mufleg B'Chochmah. So according to Rabbi Yisrael Aguirre, there is a Chiyuv of Kovet before a Yannick V'Chakim who is a Mufleg B'Chochmah. But a Yannick V'Chakim, an average Chochmah, not Mufleg B'Chochmah, there is no Chiyuv of Kovet. Mashenikin, in addition, to being an average Chochem is also old, then there is a Chiyuv of Kovet. This is what the reason is. If Bada Yannick V'Chakim Tzor Shein Mufleg or Yikach Yitzchich Seivu Atok Shein Mufleg Yikach Yitzchok Shein Mufleg Yannick V'Chakim Shein Mufleg Avon Yishon Yichoch Mayannick V'Azoki Tzor Shein Yannick Dayannick Yitne Azoki Yikach Yannick Tzor Shein Mufleg Yichoch Mo Yikach Yitzchok Yitzchok Yitzchok. Now, then the work proceeds. My time of this hour that if Yannick V'Chakim there is a Chiyuv of Kovet. Oh, look, he's out of the night of the Kovet Tanakhama with a Chiyuv of Kovet. Only applies to one who has both qualifications, age and Chochmo. In Kerich Rachmon, on the Seivo, Zoken Tokum Vodato. What does the Seivo, Zoken, he has both qualifications. Seivo and Chochme Tokum Vodato. מי שתי דברים רחמונה ולמימה בהי ובהי 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 שמענו לו אפילו יני וחקי ביטה לקאמה. So the question is, according to Tanakhama, why doesn't the Torah phrase it that way? You can say for Zokin Tokum Vodato? No, the Torah couldn't phrase it that way because we should be boy and mismach Zokin V'Yoreis Zokin V'Yoreis, so in other words that he cannot be matzim as in the throne of his eyes and act as he and appears if he doesn't see. So even if he closes his eyes, so he's still able. So the Torah could only advise us this thing if it is formulated the way it is formulated. If he say for tokum or dalto case, okay, we obey so. But if the Torah had said, if he say for sokin tokum or dalto, even if the Torah had said after that we obey so we wouldn't know this hour. Italicami. Why does Tanakhama say that the Pshat in the Seivor Tokum Vodato and Zokin means that one must have both qualifications, Seivor and Chochmo? Is how the Rabbi of the Gomar of Yisrael really that, in other words, that Yannick V'Chakim by itself is enough? And if he's a Mufleg B'Chochmo, and if he has both, so then if he's not Mufleg B'Chochmo, there is a chiyuv of Mipnisei Votokim, is not that if you don't want to be really, Mipnisei Votokim 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 Votokim. So we see from this Gemara that according to Rabbi Yisrael Miri, we dash Mipnisei Votokim 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 Votokim. But he says, if that is the pshat, why doesn't the Torah formulate it that way? But Rashi points out that even though the Torah doesn't say Mipnisei Votokim Votokim Votokim, doesn't say Mipnisei Votokim 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 Votokim, the Torah just says Mipnisei Votokim Votokim Votokim, but we still dash it as if the Torah, as if it had been written Mipnisei Votokim 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 Votokim, according to Rabbi Yisrael. Alright, now that's one Gemara. Now, there is another Gemara. Now, Rabbi Yochanan says, is it a Yehuda Emeya? If you say we're talking about, we call Seva Mimashma? Or Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Ki'isi Ben Yehud. Halacha Ki'isi Ben Yehud. In other words, the people say Seva Ashwoy, there is a Chiyuv of Yehuda Emeya. Rabbi Yochanan, Have Koye Mikamisove Daramoy. Rabbi Yochanan was accustomed to rise even before an elderly Gentile. Whenever he saw an aged Gentile, a goy, was old, he rose from. Oma, tamo hapatke, odo alayo dahan. So how much trouble overtook this old goy? And we have to show him respect. Rove meikam loikoi. Rove was accustomed not to rise. What he did, Rove, what did he show? Even an old boy, he showed respect. Abaye yoyivyodol so. Abaye was accustomed to stretch out the hand to every elderly man, even if he was a god. Rove nishar b'shad ha-shluchim. Rove used to send shluchim to help him out, and an old boy. Rav Nachman Shabba Guzole, he used to send his own workers, his own employees. Oma, ima tevo kama Nachman barabe ike bishet. Alright, so there is a machlekes Hashem. Even though the Pashtes Aloshim from the Gemara tends to indicate that according to Yisrael ben Yehuda, that ima seva Ashmoy, so we are mechuyev to rise before Seva Ashmoy. So even for an Akum, we have to rise. But Teisa says no. There is no chiyuv of rising, even according to Yisrael ben Yehuda. So we are mechuyev to rise before Hizok Lashmoy in Israel. But it is Hizok Lashmoy in Gomel in Akum. But the Gemara says that so many Amorim used to rise before Goyim, rise or stretch out the hand, do this, do that, show respect, and so on. So that was Mitzad HaHeres, and Ram, Mitzad HaHeres, Mitzad HaKishoren, but not Mitzad Mitzvah the Reise of Mitzvah Votokum Votar to Pizot. That now. The Rambam and the Yireim say in so many words that according to Yisrael and Yehuda, that Mitzvah Votokum implies so even for a Seva or a Goy, we are mechuyev to rise in the eyes. Even a Seva Goy, in the eyes. But there seems to be a machlekes between the Yireim and the Rambamos. Because according to the Yireim says that one is mechuyev with the eyes, and it's a mitzvah in the Seva Tov, to rise even before the old Goy, but only if he's an eyes Goy. If he's mechuyev, the eyes in the neck. But if he's a Goy, who is Mikabarayas and so on, it's Aslan, it's Aleph. So there is no chiyuv of rising before him, because how could he be better than Yisroel who is a Roshe? So most Meshavim say there is no chiyuv of rising before him. Rashi Shiti is that there is a chiyuv, but most Meshavim are Achrim Kan Rashi, and they say Ashmoy means an ignorant person. It doesn't mean a Roshe. So any is my example. So the Rem says that Seva Ashmoye means even a goy, but a goy who is not even a mitzvah. Avo ha'akum she'im gala ha'royis v'shifridonu, Eén mitzwa lochen ich mehr, wir haben sie. But, was von der Rambam sloschen nichts maschen, aber die Liebe nach. Liebe nach, der Rambam sei sack. Der Rambam sei sack. So, in Meile, that means, that according to the Rambam, there is a chiv of the same problem without of Mizoki, and according to Israel, who they, even a goy who is not Mikhail Zayniz in the name. All right, so that's the matter. Now, I want to go over another piece of Gemara, small piece of Gemara. That one of ways, on the place, the fifth line from the end of the line, Omar Rav Yitzchok Bar Shire, Omar Rav Maske, Omar Rav Rizge, Vo'ov Shemohalot Veide Kridimot, Vo'ov Shemohalot Veide Im Kridimot. If a father or a mother is Meichel and he's a Rakovet, so it's Kridimot. But if a Rebbe is Meichel and he's Kovet, Im Kridimot. This is what Rav Rizge says. The Rav Yitzchok Omar, if you are Rav Shemohalot Veide Kridimot, Shenema Vad Shem Hilich Mitnei Him. Rabbi Shalom is the Rabbon of Kolonimot. Oma Rode, Hoche Hashem. Hoche Makovish Boruch Hu Ha'ol Medulei, Tere Dulei, Moche Lulich. Hoche, Tere Dulei. So what kind of guy is it? Hoche Oma Rode, Tere Dulei. Tichsi, we say, what's the Yegi Nimo Golai? So in other words, so he is a violin to be Meicho. A Rab is a violin to be Meicho and Israel. Any Vorobe Mashke be Ruhe di Brei. So he served at the wedding of his son, Pidore Kase, the Rapope, and he gave a cup to Rapope, Rabu, the Rabishua, Vikonomi Kamei, and they rose before him, before her. Now, if Rode acted as a waiter, so it definitely meant that he was Michal Niskode. Because if he hadn't been Michal Niskode, he wouldn't have acted as a waiter for a year. So even though he was Rode was Meichel and Skotet, still we see that Rav Poppe and Rav Hanne Breda Rav Yishua rose before. And he also served and he gave the cup to Rav Mori, Rav Pinchel, and Rav Chizde, Veloimi, commonly come in. They didn't rise before. Big bet. So Rode felt slighted as to why these Androi did not rise before. What is it? Do they think that these Rabbonon are not Rabbonon? And they have to rise, but they are Rabbonon, we are Rabbonon, they don't have to rise. Visu, Rapope, Abemashke, Deule, Dabe, Mar, Brei, Vidono, the castle, the pizza, the Rabbino, the comic, I mean, the Likbet. So the question is, since Rav Shemochel, so why was he Makbet? So they didn't do anything wrong in not rising before of it. So, after Hoche, so before he hit the turret, after Hoche, he would go remember. The reason as to why he was makpid and he felt slighted is because true that the Rav Shemoch al Kiri Kiri Mokho. But Ktsas Kovet he had to show. Rashi says, he do lo nuam yat, ki lo ritzel amin ho. In other words, he has to rise a little. Not complete, not the only commerce. This is what Harash explained. Now, the Shia tonight will be based primarily on a certain plateau of a zone in the state. When the Rambam gathered, the half of Kishemohal, Haira Tom, the Hatri, the Kyu Kishemohal, this Gimor. The Gimor said, after Rohi, he don't make it boy. He don't make it boy. נעבור לראש הרמב״ם אמיץ, הרב אמור בקשרוצו. מלכי. The question of Isis, why did the Rambam use such a lotion? הרב אמור? Let the Rambam say, חוכם שמוחר על כבדי, כבדי מוחר. Why did he mention it? That came connection with the Rebbe and from meeting הרב המובר שרוצו לבחור על כבדי בכל הדברים האלו או ביחוד מהם בכל תלמידו או ביחוד מהם לא רשו דיו. So the Rambam says that the Kesef Mishne explains that Roshna Rambam that when the Rambam says הרב המובר he means אפילו הרב המובר. I could say alright from Tchochem who is not a Rebbe of a certain person he can be made. But if something that Talmud Chochem happens to be a Rebbe, so then it cannot even be Meichel, because that's much more horrible. Just as Melech Shemochel HaTleidei Inkei Demochel. So a Rebbe, a Rav, a Rebbe Shemochel HaTleidei is Inkei Demochel. So Gomash Nuhon, Apiru HaRav HaMubek Shem, needless to mention, an ordinary Talmud Chochem, who is not a Rebbe of a certain person, Shemochel HaTleidei Inkei Demochel, but even HaRav HaMubek Shemochel HaTleidei, so it's also Inkei Demochel. Also pretty much. This is, the Rambam says that in the name of the Kesef Mishne. Name of Kesef Mishne. What he says, Ba'alim b'Kesef Mishne shon b'mgoy ha-mitvorov b'mforash l'gum ha-Rambam b'rekuse nokat k'ati lo rav mubek yochel l'chotel. Now, of course, it certainly is mashma. I mean, on the surface, it is certainly mashma from the Roshma of the Kesef Mishne the way the Rambam understood it, but it's not Mucha that this is the way the Mishne understood Rambam. Now I'm reading the Roshi. I'm just quoting the Roshi of the... I'm reading the Roshi of the Kesef Mishne. Rambam Mubek Shemot HaMuchek, the Kamer Kedushin, Tlige Rafit El Ravnise, Mirav Shemocha Ofri Ekei Demochul, Olo, Ravnise Poma Demochul, Umay Sarim Ravishem Helech Utleye, Yechim Diyamit Maikro, Aum Yodatilu Berabim Mubek Askelat. So the Kesef Mishne does say Afilu Berabim Mubek Askelat, but he says it not in connection with the Roshi Rambam, Harav Mubek, but in connection with the Mark. So in any way, Rambam assumed that this is what the Kesef Mishne means. We'll see, I mean, whether this pshat in the Kesef Mishne is it. Anyway, even though Rambam assumed that according to the Kesef Mishne, the pshat in the Rambam, Harav Mubek Shirotzo Mincha Matwede, Mochum means Afilu Harav Mubek, Lomi Boye Nomna Talmud Chochem, but even a Rebbe Shemocha Otweide in Kvede Mocho, but he says another pshat. He says, Rambam says that the pshat in the Rambam is just the other way, just the reverse of what allegedly the Kesef Mishne says in the Rambam. That the Rambam is emphasizes that Kira Rabba Mulek Shemocha Otweide in Kvede Mocho. So, but an ordinary Talmud Chochem in regard to the Kedubim of Kovet that is due to an ordinary Talmud Chochem, so Mechila is not a Kedubim. Why? Because, so, they are, now he mentions the Roshin of the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvot. Mitzvah Reish Des. Hi Shetzibonu Mechavim Tachachonim Vimoku Mitmeyer Umigadol Eisam Duomri Yisayel Mitmei Sefer Tokum Yodal Tokmi Zohis Yiroshin Safo Sokum Sokum Vodal Tokim Oshir Duhim וכבר נזכורו מישתיקי מצווה זו ולחשים קדושים וידע שאם אין מצווה זו מחויב של אנשים כולו מכוער כמו אימר לך ולחכון ואפילו מחוכם ששומרו לחוכמו כמו שביאלו ביום גם לחכון שמדבור בלעים זה מזה דע שיש בקובד דבור מסוף מהתאומי וזה כיבוד התאומי לרבי יש ותאיץ וזדים על הכיבוד שמחויב לחוכם שחי לבוא עם הכיבוד המולכו כי הם כבר ביארו שחוק רבי הולך ככי קודם שחיבי הקושב וחבי לא ירום להם ובבי רום הוא עודי ורבי רבי קהילה וכבר אמרו שלימות הלך לכם רבי ויצלעים מה וכבינו את מוצס מירוסי וגילו אלו שמספר בחוק מוצי ויולם אל תודותו וירה אלו כביתו אל בשוס ומיות אלו מסקייפתי מהיו ומסחי ממנו ומחשדי שיער אחו ופיאו ובמעם המלימים הירו כי אפשר שלרוץ הזה ובפרק חיל קומרו כל החיל כל רבי כל החיל כל השחילו שלמה בעצי שמו על השם וכל הניסים יוגידו עם רבי שלא ישמרי לו מהקודש ברוך הוא, שנאמר, הם אומרים לו גיבס קדש, וכל עם ישראל אינו רבי, כי הוא מסחי לו השכינו, שנאמר, הוא לא רואים פה מלסיכם, כי הוא הנשם, וכל עם הרי על רבי, כי הוא מהר לו השכינו, שנאמר, ולדה ברעון ברניקים ובמשק, וזה כל עוד יודע, כי אנחנו כסקדש, אנחנו נגיד לבני ישראל, הוא לא סוב מהשימום, וכל שלום, אומנום, אלי, כל עוד מי ששואל רבי של ישראל, וסום הכוסף קוראים לו מהם על הנשם, ובדי רמו, מי רואה רב חוב כמי בשמיים, וזה כולו כולה ברעיון עם יש הכוסו, מצווה לחבד הסעובית וחכונים, כמו שנספוי לבין כניס רב מהתאומית, לא ישאול את מצווה לעצמו לא מזה. צאי בן דולו ברמב״ם סייס, לא ישאול את מצווה לעצמו, בוד הפשעת, לא לא פרצה לו, תמיד אני דתיס, זה obvious פשעת, there is no question that this is the פשעת ברמב״ם. That there are two separate mitzvahs. There is one mitzvah of kibbutam lechachonim, which is spelled out in the posse of your doubt of this, okay? And in Zokin of Mishikon of Chokhmah. In Zokin of Mishikon of Chokhmah. So, that's one mitzvah. And then there is another mitzvah that Gemara deduces from Esa Dishem Olekech Otiro, the Rabbi Stalmi Lechachomi. So, Tei says, in Psochim, in Bobakame, Rashi, in Psochim, in Bobakame, says, this Esa Dishem Olekech Otiro, the Rabbi Stalmi Lechachomi. That's Miro Rab Chok, in Miro Shomayim. So, that applies only to a Talmid Chochem who is the Yoreb. But a Talmid Chochem who is not your Rabbi, so there is no mitzvah of Meire. But there is a mitzvah of Kovet, of giving respect. Meire means reverence. So just as there is a view of giving reverence to a father and a mother, reverence is something more than respect. So there is also a mitzvah of giving reverence and even more reverence than to a father and a mother. There is a mitzvah of giving reverence, of showing reverence to a rabbi. So the Rambam says it's only chlal in the posik of Mishneva Tokum Badavak Nizokin, but it's separate mitzvahs. Now, for example, the Rambam passes like Yisrael Yehuda. So there are two mitzvahs implicit in the posik in Mishneva Tokum Badavak Nizokin. One mitzvah is to rise and give respect to an aged person, even if he's Izokin Hashmoy. He's not Tam Chochem, and then another mitzvah of rising and giving respect to a Tam Chochem and Yanni Bechaki. So it's two separate mitzvahs. So one would expect that the Rambam would mention the mitzvah of the Seva Toko and the mitzvah of Davos is okay as two separate mitzvahs in the Mina mitzvahs. But the Rambam mentions as one mitzvah in the Mina mitzvahs. The Rambam mentions יש בכל שתי מצוות עשה, אם לא תסתם לטבע. מי הוא לטבע? זה צמון מצווה. לרחבי מלמדו ויודע. How about לרחבי סקנים? סקנים השמורים? So that's also included in the same מצווה. But it's separate מצווה. In the mean a mitzvah it's one mitzvah. So the mean the Rambam says that the mitzvah of Meire, which is deduced from the Ribur of Esa Vishem Lekech Otiro, Rami Stam Nechomim, which as Tesis and Rashi say, has reference only to a Rebbe, not to an ordinary Talmid Chochem, but the Talmid Chochem who is once medical, so that even though it's deduced from Esa Vishem Lekech Otiro, but it's nichlal in the general mitzvah of Nesim Otok Merav Mizokim. So we have many aspects, many protimo, but every aspect is a separate kiyum, a separate chiyum, a separate mitzvah. They are all included in one posuk, but it's separate mitzvahs. So that means that there is one fundamental distinction between the chiyum of kovet that is due to a Talmid Chochem who is not my rabbi, and the chiyum of kovet that is due to a Talmid Chochem who is my rabbi. As far as the Talmid Chochem who is not a rabbi is concerned, so there is only a chiyuv of giving respect, but no chiyuv of reverence. Now, Meira doesn't mean fear. Meira means reverence. So, but as far as a rabbi is concerned, so in addition to a mitzvah of kovet, there is also a mitzvah of Meira. So there are two mitzvahs. So Meira is as follows. Now we see that the Rambam discusses the chiyuv of kovet. So he discusses in Perikvo. In Perikvo, the Rambam starts, Kodamit Chochem, Mitzvah Lehadre, Yavar Pishin Rabbe, Shemera Mitzvah Seba Toku, Yodar Toku Zoki, Zoki is a Shekon Ochok. In the Nisa Chayom Amis Bifonot, Mishin Chayom Barba Amis, Achillado Kodamit. So that is mentioned on the beginning of Kobe, that is due to Talmud Chochem. Are mentioned in Perikvo. But then, in Perikei, the Rambam starts כי שם שם המצורי בכלל טוב ולירוסי, כך הוא חי בפרצת ולירוסי, יסם יובי, שיובי כביד לחי ומאזה, דירה בשבון כוח ומדו לחי ומבוא. And the whole period here is devoted to the field of Kovet and Meir that are due to Eret. And the Kvob is devoted to the field of Kovet that is due to the Lord Meir Tamut Chochem, not Eret, not Eret. So Meile, Rebbe says, Rambam says in Jerry King, Milchus Tamuto, Halochim Dan, Horab Amude, she was a Milchel Al-Trey, before again, so he mentions it in Jerry King, that they have the deals. In the dim of Kovet and Meir, that are due to Rebbe. So obviously, the Rambam says Al Amude, so it means only in regard to the dimim that are peculiar, to a Rebbe. What is peculiar to a Rebbe in Meir? But as far as Kovet is concerned, so even one who is not a Rebbe is going to give up giving respect. But Meir, the reverence, that is due only to a Rebbe, not to a Tamil Chochem who is not a Rebbe. So, Mechili is effective only in regard to the extra chiyubim that are due to a Rebbe. Over and above the chiyubim of Kovet that are due to every Tamil Chochem. Masha'i came in regard to the chiyubim of Kovet, respect that are due to every Tamil Chochem, Mechili is not a Rebbe. So in other words, just the reverse. So he says that his pshat is just the reverse of what the Kesef Mishneh says in the Rambam. Because allegedly, by Rav Ha'ul, the Kesef Mishneh explains the Rambam Arava Muvet in the sense, Atila Arava Muvet. Needless to mention, an ordinary Talmud Chochem that claim of it. But even Arava Muvet. And so he says, no, Davki Arava Muvet. Only respect to Meire, that is peculiar to Rebbe. So there, Michil is effective. But in respect to Kovet, that is not peculiar to Rebbe, so Michil is not effective. Now, I mean, of course, what Adol says in the Rambam is implicit in the Rosh Hashanah. The fact that the Rambam mentioned it in Perek Hei rather than in Perek Vav indicates that Adol shot in the Rambam is gone. But I'm not so sure that the Kesef Mishneh understood the Rambam any different. Now, there is one thing that I want to add to what Rav says. I don't know whether the Rav meant it or he didn't mean it, but it's mashma that there is another mitzvah where Mechila is effective. Now, Rav says, Pshat in the Rambam, that Mechila is only effective in regard to the extra din of Kovet and Meire that are due to Yoreb. Over and above the chiyuv of Kovet that is due to everyone. But in regard to the chiyuv of Kovet that is due to everyone for him, so Mechila is ineffective. Mechila is ineffective. Why is it so? Now, so the question is this. When can we conceive of Mechila? When can we conceive of Mechila? There is a whole discussion in the poskim, and the whole discussion is based upon a tshuva that was given by Rabbi Nathan to Rabbi Peter, who was a king. So there is a whole discussion by the poskim as to whether a king can be Mechila and Mechila. Whether it can be Meichel or cannot be Meichel. Now, what is the criterion whereby we determine as to whether Meichel is effective or not? Now, we pass through that, of course, Rav Shemachal of Meichel is Meichel, that everybody agrees. But we pass through that Rav Shemachal of Meichel is Meichel. Melech Shemachal of Meichel is Meichel. Shehema, Asim, Tosim, Olach, Melech, Shetim, Mosi, Olach. So what does it mean? What's the right? Of course, Shetim, Mosi, Olach. And Meichel, Rav, Kim, Meichel, Shemai, certainly means that we have to have reverence. And still it's Mochu. So why shouldn't the Mechila by Melech be effective? The answer is this. Mechila is effective only on an obligation that is due to the person. If it's an obligation of the Lord Mechaber. So then Mechila is effective. Somebody owes me money. So, and then I make him. So it's Mochu. Why? Because he owes it to me. So it's an obligation due to me. So I am inviting to be made. Now the question is, when there is a mitzvah of kibudah, there is the mitzvah of kibudah being a mitzvah of the Mochet. Or it's a mitzvah of the Chavela. In other words, is it an obligation that is due to the father or the mother? Or it's an obligation that is due to the Rebbeinu Shalom? So just as the Rebbeinu Shalom obligates us to put on film every day, the Rebbeinu Shalom obligates us to be mechaber the father and the mother. But it's not an obligation that is due to the father and mother. So the best rai is, as a matter of fact, the Mechaschim has a shayla. אביר שמע מחבר ראים עם הכיפורים מחבר. So here's a shyway. So if somebody was either on the Abere or Kintabe, so can you keep up in the Chaper? Can Chuben you keep up in the Chaper if he didn't ask the father and the mother for Mechile? So the best raya is that if he didn't ask the father and the mother for Mechile, so Chube, you keep up in the Chaper. Why? Because the fact that Ha'af Shemochel Ha'afrit 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 indicates beyond the shadow of a doubt that the father and the mother are bailing to be Mechile. How can they be bailing if it's a mitzvah shenot l'mokei? How can they be bailing? They have nothing to do with that. So the raya is that it's an obligation that is due to the father and the mother. Now, there is a machlekeh between Rav Chisda and Rav Yose, whether Rav Shemochel Ha'afrit is Kleidei Mochel, or Rav Shemochel Ha'afrit ain't Kleidei Mochel. Rav Chisda says that Rav Shemochel Ha'afrit ain't Kleidei Mochel. The kovet that is due to a Rav is to be distinguished from the kovet that is due to father and mother. And Rav Yose, and we pass like Rav Yose, that people are Rav Shemochel Ha'afrit is also Kleidei Mochel. What's the machlekeh? So the machlekeh is on this point, that child of the Mechaschina. The Mechaschina is the same child of regard to Kleid Rabbein, whom we already do. So Rav Chisda says, Ha'af Shemochel Ha'afrit is Kleidei Mochel. Because the mitzvah of Tibudabe is a mitzvah of Mechaveira. It's an obligation that is due to the father and mother. So the Mechaveira is a bailing just as a creditor is a bailing to be Mechaveira. The Chaveira that certain debtor owes him, so the father and the mother are bailing to be Mechaveira and the covet and the Mechaveira that the son owes him. But that's father and mother. Masha'inkei, Ha'af Shemochel Ha'afrit is Mechaveira. So Rav Chisda says ain't Kleidei Mochel. Why? Because according to Rav Chisda, the mitzvah or Ezra the Shemo Lekech Otiro the Rabbi Stamud HaChomim is not a mitzvah b'no b'chavere. It's a mitzvah b'no b'mokei. We have to give kovet atere. If one doesn't give kovet and later to a Rebbe, he doesn't give kovet atere. So it's a mitzvah b'no b'mokei, not b'no b'chavere. So the Mechel, what kind of a Bible is a Rebbe? To be Mechel, can a Rebbe be Mechel on Tfil? Well, there are some rabbis who are Mechel on Tfil. But I'll be thinking, a Rebbe cannot be Mechel on Tfil, so he's not a Bible to be Mechel on the mitzvah of Kovet Meira. Of Kovet Meira. So, but Rav Yose, and who is Pascal Rav Yose, he says that just as Kibud Av Ve'Eim is a mitzvah of Chaveira, it's a chayv that is due to the father and mother. So the mitzvah of Kovet Meira of the Rebbe is a personal obligation to the Rebbe. So the Meira is a Bible to the Meira. So Rabbeinu says, now, so of course, on the Meile, it follows in regard to the question raised by Mechas Chinuch, whether Chuben Yim HaTipurim HaMechapir and the Abeire of Bitu Kibud Av Ve'Eim, Bitu Kleid Rebbe, so since we pass to like Rav Yose, that Harav Shemochel Ha'afrit is Kleid Mochel, so it's not Mechavere, so on the Meile, so Chuben Yim HaTipurim cannot be Mechapir without repuse of the Rebbe. So, Rabbeinu says, when the Rambam says that Abba Mubek Shemosh Lom Chavar Kleid, he emphasizes, Dafke in regard to the extra chiyuv of Kovet Meire, that are due to already open the book of the living, that are coming to all the Chavir. So that's a chiyuv of the Lord Mechavir. So it's a chiyuv to the Rebbe, it's a chiyuv to the Rebbe, it can be Mechol. But the chiyuv of Kovet, or the doubt of me, okay. The chiyuv of Kovet that is due to every Tom Trochem, that's not the Lord Mechavir. That's the Lord Mechavir. But Rebbe doesn't use that Hebrew, but this is what it means. That's a chiyuv of Benodom Remokim. In other words, it's a mitzvah to give Kovet Atom. So the Talmid Chochem is the Heftzeh. He's not even the Gavre. He's the Heftzeh, he's the Hechetitzeh. How to realize Kovet Atom? So how is Kovet Atom realized? Not by just standing up on the Sibatom and sticking out. That is also a chiyuv. But the Gemara says, Makes, Hamed Gavre Tipshoye, the Kaime Kamer, Kamed Gavre Rabbe, Veroi Kaime, stupid people. So they give kovet, they want that the chiyuv of rising, the chiyuv of rising before a Talmid Chochem is the chiyuv of giving kovet at all. So those people who manifest their respect for the Torah by rising before Yisiv HaTor, parchment on which Torah is written, but before I come with Chochem, who represents Torah, they don't show respect, so they are covered with joy. So this is what the Rambam says. In other words, that the chiyuv of Kovet Meire, that are peculiar to the Rebbe, over the book, the chiyuv of Kovet that are coming to every time with Chochem, ואת זה חיוב או בנות מחברת. סלמו מילאים יחילו את הפקים. מה שאינתים בחיוב או כובד, ותזיוק להם כמה צורכם, איזה חיוב מאוד ממוקד. סלמו מילאים, איזה נעתי ביילים. איזה נעתי ביילים, תולי מייכו. איזה נעתי ביילים, תולי מייכו. So this, that's why the Rambam says, Abba Mubek, שבות שומעים לכם על אופנים ומכל, לא ממהים, או אם לאחד מהם, נותן קרמידו, או אם לאחד מהם, פורשות ביות. And then the Rambam says, לאף אופי שמוחל, חי לה קרמיד להדרי, ואפילו בשור שמוחל. So what they mean, חי לה הדרי? He's still מחויב in the dealing of Hino, which is discussed today, בו. So ממהים, he very close, he doesn't say, תאום חוכם שמוחל אופן לגבי, לא. Now, it's a wonderful pshat in the Rambam, and of course the Rambam meant it, but the Rambam meant something else. So what do you mean by Allah Hadre? He's still Mechuyev in the dealing of Hino. This is discussed today, what? So Menele, so Menele says, what he does, he says, don't call him Shemokha Lassan Yigit Mo. Now, it's a wonderful chat in the Rambam, and of course, the Rambam meant it. But the Rambam meant something else. Now, the Rambam says, if there is four illness on the door, how long it is? Maybe she's not a Rambam pastor by Kitty Benu. He passed by Kitty Benu, and he also passed by the Hidja Lili, that after Yannick Hakim, there is a few of us. Maybe she's only, the Rambam is in four illness on the door, I was at the hotel as well. Maybe she's a little, joking, mukwek, visitno. I will see she in a hohom, eat in return. Let's say what's more. They are still at hohom, she will yell at, even if they are joking, a mukwek, visitno. Then the higher ramen to the motel, and what is the husband? But he was not in Akum, the husband is in the book. So it's written in our text. So he could, but that was put in by the censors. But the censors were big up about me, and the people didn't know when to change and when not to change, from their own point of view. Because here they had no reason in the world as to why they should change from Akum to Kusi. Akum is written, I mean, in the early editions of the Rambam that did not go through the censorship. But they thought, see, the Rambam of the Gemara says Akum, there must be something wrong with it. So the Mela, they changed it to Kusi. But Kusi doesn't make sense. Kusi is the Shemreini. Who is discussing now the Shemreini here? But it means that you, in the early editions of the Rambam, that means before the censorship, so as it was not in Akum and the Plasma, that he goes even beyond the Yerem. The Yerem is there is a new scripture of giving cover, of showing cover to a boy who is the kind of in the but it is an Akum now. And Akum means he is not the kind of Leah. He means it's Homer Dolis, a pagan. So for the Rambam, she thinks much more that he can pay in Akum. He is a little bit of the so he knows from a husband that he's boring, the next day of the Simchei, Shemema, which is the Protocol, because he was a master. So it's much more Rambam that is increasing in the midst of the Reiche. Not as things that say, he's a bad head, and the Rambam says, he's not a sholem. But it's increasing in the midst of the Reiche of the Simchei Protocol for the Amchita. Now, the Rosh Rambam means, and he can quote a lot of the case, which is not the Muslim religion, out of the Shein Chocham, in the Rambam. But in the Chocham, she will tell him, even if they are talking about Muslim religion, in a higher value to make the lottery, all of the day was happening. So because it's me, mention the truth, while Marty Kosovo-Rabbeinu, in a higher value to make the lottery, all of the day was happening, Kosovo-Rabbeinu, when you say, I don't know Kosovo, in a higher value to make the lottery, 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 to make the lottery. Why does the Rambam say that a Chochom, should we know it, has to stand up before he's okay in this way, he's okay as Shmoye, but not the Mishamot. The Mishamot say not. Only a little bit. Only a little bit. So it's something similar to what the Gemara says, what the Gemara says, is that when the Gemara says that the Hoche is here, the Bola Niva, then right here to write a little bit. But not stand up for the Mishamot. So here's the Kashi Mishamot. There are two mitzvahs implicit in the positive in the same talking without the mitzvah. One mitzvah is without the talking that we have to write about on the prophet. Even if it's Yannis, and another mitzvah is the same talking without the mitzvah.
So for an old person, we have the right. We have the right. So just as in regard to the writing, before it was Ochel in the army, we have the right to write more things. So before an old person, we have more, but it's included in the midst of the famous uncle, we should also be in the Chuyah to write to more things. Why is it that the Rambam says, the Chayim Ram to write to more things, El Kideyu Ha? There's a first cut. So then the first says, the Efshar Shalom Yomar, the Nisoy Shalom, the Bnei Adokim, the Rambam to more things, El Yel Kof, Shekiv, Shekiv, Reed, the Gamkin Kobe, Eber Yuri, Bazin, Swokom, Bnei Adokim, El Yadar, Reed, Abu Kovodom, Tomu Shwokom, Bnei Adokim, the Rambam to more. So he says that the reason is why, that when the Rambam says that not Yehuya is to write before an old person to write to Mose, God, I look at the Mahatma a little bit, not to write to Mose, so there he has reference to the king of the Yom Kohar, of the Yom Kohar, from the Kohar in his writing. So because of his Yehuya, he is not Yehuya to write Yoi Kamosu. But a little bit yet, Mashaike is someone who is not a Dhamma Kochen, when he writes it before he's not Nashmoye, so he has to write a little. Now, so we have to understand much. Now, he's operating with the concept of document in the thing. As a matter of fact, the Ram mentions in the Ram and the Reef, in this, mentions the name of the Ramban, that a Talmid Chochem is not Yehuya to write before him in Zot Nashvoy. Even though Yehuda says that one is Yehuya to write before in Zot Nashvoy, because a Talmid Chochem is not Yehuya. Why? Because Zot in the Yehuda says, just as Gemara says, that if he's okay, a Talmid Chochem is fine, but say, a baby, a big bundle, and it's not, for him, it's not his better to carry big bundles in the street, so it's photo of returning. So here too. So if I'm calling it's not the Huyah that I'm about to say to write the voice of Nashmoye because it's not with the Khreide. It's not with the Khreide. So the truth says in the Rambam that according to the Rambam, so he is the Huyah to write, but not with the Mosh. And then the truth concludes, and the same thing would apply to two scales. Two scales, one for the other. Let's say that two scales, both are over 70 years old. So is one talking Yehuya to write before the other talking? So the truth says that he's Yehuya to write a little bit, but not a little more. So now when a young man writes before the doctor, he has to write a little more. But he's changing one for the other, has to write a little bit. Now what she means, what kind of clothing? Marashah, if we say talking a little bit, so he should write altogether. But he's Yehuya to write, so we don't apply the count of the doctor in the here. So if we don't apply, so why is he Mechuye to write to it to Mose? Just as he knows how we call him, when he rises before he talks Nashmoye, so he has to write to it to Mose. So obviously, they are, the two is operating with two separate things. There is one mitzvah, even though in the Dina mitzvah, they are only good at one mitzvah, but they don't mean anything. It's two separate mitzvahs. One mitzvah is between the tabletop. And Yisri Yehudah, and we pass like Yisri Yehudah, he means Yisri Yehudah. So, and we pass for like Yisri Yehudah, and we also pass for like Abit Agur. So, what's the shout in the country? According to Abit Agur, we say, favor, so, we say favor, talk on Vodato, please don't. This is what you want to say. Because Alekhame says, if the shout in the country came, and Abit Agur says, let the Torah go out, if we say, talk on Vodato, please don't. But, Rashi points out that this is how the Mishnah really damages the process in the Tevah Tokum without the Tokum. The Tevah Tokum without the Tevah. So the and what does Tevah mean? Look at Shmuel. What does he mean? Tommy Kohen. He means I'm the Rashi. So in the Melee, that means that there is a Chiyuv of Tokum in regard to a Tokum Ashmuel, and there is a Chiyuv of Adato in regard to Tokum Ashmuel. There is a Chiyuv of Tokum in regard to Tommy Kohen, Tokum without the Tokum, and there is a Chiyuv of Adato. Of Adato. From the Melee, what is Adato? Adato means Kohen. How is the Kohen manifested? It's manifested in many ways. The Rambam mentions in the report with the Talmud Torah, how the Chachamim mentioned the Atzmaus in Kol HaKol, the Dinim of Yerushalayim, the Hayyim, the Dinim of Yerushalayim, all kinds of glory. how the commentators on Kohen Melech. But for that of Mizokei implies the hue of respect, of course. Not Meir. Meir that's only regarding a rep, but regarding on Kohen Melech, there is no hue of Meir. But Kohen there is, Jeremy is on Kohen, even though he's not there. So Meir, so come for that of Mizokei. So there is a hue of that, so, of giving Kohen, and there is a hue of life. And as far as the mitzvah of Tokum is concerned, so we see from the Rambam that it means you make a mustard. Tokum means make a mustard. As far as Vodato, so it has to be you make a mustard. Even if one doesn't find it. Even if one doesn't find it. Even if one doesn't find it. Full of make a mustard. So it still shows regret. But as far as the mitzvah of Tokum is concerned, so that implies Meir. Now what is the essence of the mitzvah of Tokum Meir? Is that the mitzvah of respect or is that the mitzvah of reverence? So you're saying, couldn't be reverence because reverence is only due to your end. That's what Rambam says in Rambam mitzvah. Meir Rat Hotel Meir Shamayim. But if I'm talking with Matthew Levy, you don't know him any Meir. You don't know him any reverence. No, but Tokum is also a manifestation, an external manifestation of reverence. Because when one buys it, before a Talmud Kohen, you make a mustard. So what does it show? It's not just a gesture of respect. As far as a gesture of respect is concerned, so even if he buys it partially, not make a mustard, it's also a gesture of respect. But when one is mechuyev to buy make a mustard, that means that he shows that he's overwhelmed by the presence, by the presence of that person on a Talmud Kohen. But there is no view of merit regarding the Torah without the Rebbe. The answer is, there are two kinds of merit. There is external manifestation of reverence, and there is internal reverence. So as far as the Rebbe is concerned, something that says, Kolam Harin al Rabbi Yikilu Maharal. That means, even though he doesn't verbalize, he doesn't tell anybody that he is hard, he is angry, and he is very critical, and he has a negative impression of his Rebbe. So he still considers him a Harer HaChashkin. So in other words, Meir Rat Chotin Meir Shamayim, of course, we got Shamayim. So the view of external reverence is not enough. There has to be primarily the mitzvah of reverence before the Rebbe Shalom consists in internal reverence. Law, internal law, internal reverence, not just external reverence. So Rebbe, so Meir Rat Chotin Meir Shamayim, I'm coming. So that means internal reverence. Of course, if one doesn't show external reverence, so from the melee, he certainly battled the mitzvah of Ezra Shalom Kitiron Ram Shalom. But primarily, the mitzvah of Nimor Hakot Yedir Shamayim is the mitzvah of internal reverence. We got it from Kochet. When nothing like this, there is no hue of internal reverence. But there is a hue of Tokum, Meir Kamote. What's Tokum Meir Kamote? What does it mean? It's external. It's manifesting, showing a gesture of total reverence before some Tokum. So it's a hue of external reverence. So it seems, what's the Kaddish? It's two Pshat and Rambam. The two say that when the Rambam says, Vati Vahachok Hamshu Yau, in the Bikini Hazokin Hamish was the Bikini, so the Rambam only means that the Talmid Kohen is not mechuyev to be able to make a mustard before he's on Hashmoyim. But the non-Talmid Kohen is mechuyev to be able to make a mustard. Why is it that the Talmid Kohen is not mechuyev to be able to make a mustard? Because Zotin Yeru is afraid. So you raise the question, one of the chair. Is Zotin Yeru is afraid that the more emotions in connection with Hashem is afraid and to do here applying to Talmid Kohen too? So on the main way, he shouldn't be in mechuyev. To write partially, why is it that he has to write partially only in the mercy not? So what's the short? The answer is this. There are two mitzvahs. First of all, the Rambam passes like a mitzvah really, and by the way. So the pshat in the passage is, you can say, Tokum Vodal. Tokum Vodal, Tokum Vodal. So there's a chiyuv of Tokum, regarding Seibo, you read of Hashmoy. And there's a chiyuv of Vodal, so regarding Seibo, you read of Hashmoy. And then there is a chiyuv of Tokum, regarding Tom Koch, regarding the Hak. And then there is a chiyuv of Vodal, regarding Yanni the Hak. So, what is Tokum Meir Kamote? That's external reverence. So, in other words, regarding your Rebbe, there is a view not only of external reverence, swimming in the deep red. Why? Because he said all time so come to the river to drink it. So I shall have a little bit of all time. He just found it. He came to fulfill the mitzvah Asher Tzaveinu. So without the special posik of Mr. Alonso, so he should be allowed to omit Asher Tzaveinu. Because from that reason, he gave up Aisha. So then he says, there are two kinds of that. When do we say that every Shema of Aisha? So from that reason, he gave up Aisha, if it's a blind box, like a mitzvah, yes, blind, maybe it's a rabbi, and then this is a terrible disorder. So that's where to go to my bottle. So then every Aveda the Shevel Taisi in Israel is become that. Masheike in Zogimim, Kveide, what does it do? He finds a big bottle, a heavy suitcase in the street. Somewhere it's not fully covered exactly, but it's not in my bottle. It's not in his body. So in many ways, he is not in my bottle, he just smashes the Kveide. So that kind of solidarity is not being a Shema Taisi. But only by Shema Taisi is able to do it. Because it's Momen, it's what they say. Because it's the Hebrew of Momen. What is the meaning of the Hebrew of Momen? So that means the Hebrew of Momen Havet. So the whole hour of such a real is created that he can delay on himself from Shema Taisi, from the Hebrew of Momen, from any thing. Only apply to Momen. What is Momen Havet? You see, because Asher Tzaveinu is not in the middle of the mountain. Asher Tzaveinu is in the middle of the mountain. So if you think of Nodal Havere, the middle is like cotton, not in the middle. It is just a matter of even the claim is undignified. It's not in accordance with the whole demeanor. He never carries any bundle in the street. So, bring it up. So, as far as Mr. Nodal Havere is concerned, so then we can say that it's true of something we are saying, but by anything regarding the mystery of the other one, it's not that I have to say. And we say it, actually. Did the mother say it, in Shabbat, the third Namorim, the one Amire, who was accustomed every Friday to make the fish, another Amire, who was accustomed every Friday to go Shabbat. But see, it's not in the Kveden, for the giant, the answer is, Kobe Chavez is a little of the mountain, so it's not trying to say it's fasty, and it's a failure. But if it's a being that is involved in my bottle, like ancient people in the shoe. So, for example, let's say somebody goes in the street, and he notices that he started cutting the chicken spot. So that what it means, so by flying, if he should not feel the shoe, he's the way to take it off. He knows involved in my bottle. Because that's Kumasei, a Chokmah in Tvuno of Eli Shem, Masei can define to the secret in his Talmud Chokna Apostle, so in the street he's not Mechuyah to take it off. Why? Because there is no need to have him wearing the beggar without his head, there is not a count without his head. He's one head, the beggar, without a count, he's Mechuyah to put into it. And if he puts him in the secret of his Apostle, so that means he's Michael Nitzke, so that very Mishel of Taizke. So, come up here, he's Eichet. So, but there is my bottle, take off. Take off and beg it to the street with my bottle. So that you take everything, give me a little bit of the fucking. Machinikin was in my cotton. Just a little bit of faith and carry a heavy bundle. So, in regard to the other one, okay, it's not trying to say. And you're just saying, somebody has to make it took it. And he has to involve himself in carpentry work. So you cannot say it's hot speech. It's not with your lady to become a carpenter. Because it's a little bit of the fucking. And my bottle. And I don't know this. So when do we apply the principle of Eilu Dechvedei, this is the field of Nodal Havere, then we say, now, if it's not Eilu Dechvedei, he's never got it for himself. What does he want the criterion of life? We determine whether he's got it for the Dechvedei or not. So the criterion is another thing. If the person wouldn't bother to carry a heavy bundle for himself, in other words, he would prefer to lose the money, forget about the heavy bundle, the heavy suitcase. But not to carry a heavy bundle in the street. If he's such a dignified person, in many of the men of the church, and stuff. So anyway, he's not the only to return the thing of Eide in regard to someone else. But if he shall aim, he would be maxing to return even one who day, even though it's fasting, so then he's the only to be able to have a joke. So the cloud of nothing in the Eide is the cloud of the Christ for at least another Havere. He's not the way to do it, he shall have it. But in Nodal Motin, it's not what I have to say. Yes, you're the same. So in Melee, that's the reason as to why the two of them explain the Rambam says that when the Rambam says, that you are for him to yell, ähnliche Dinge halt offen haben, wo wir sich noch so dummen in seinem Kochen, so knapp der System nach dem Rücken. Was wir noch seinem Kochen, der System nach dem Rücken, doch nach Schwulen im Rücken. Und dann, wir bleiben am Kochen, der Arzt, der Doppel in unserer Welt. So, ich möchte ihn wohl, muss ja, ich bin jetzt beide Prüfen, der Doppel in unserer Welt. Und so, was die Masse noch gut together, der Doppel in unserer Welt. Die Enterin, der hat so nicht mehr. Because the Bible assumes that when they get to Mishra says, that as the Mishra says, you think Yahweh is like off, our men are seen as an abominable sinner. They assume that the Mishra means that this is what the Rambam says that abominable sinner was in my head. Even abominable. Not before you, any time it comes. No, but maybe they get to Mishra also to see the Rambam that way. And it's much more from the Rambam. That when the Rambam mentions the abominable sinner was in my head, that is they came to come out. And don't mention it in the world where you suffer the reunion of COVID that are new to everyone is offering. So the Majma, the Rambam knows only in regard to the special reunion of COVID in Meire, that are peculiar to a rabbi, so in the Meire is effective. But in regard to the reunion that are coming to everyone is offering, even one is not a rabbi, so they are Meire is not effective. Why? Because it is a good one, okay, so it's not a binary. But why does that Mishra says in explaining the Gemara? He says, Mishra has people that have been said, you have the Mocha of Mishra in the Mocha world, that have been said on the Mocha. In my son, I'm saying, I'm saying, the Mishra now is my call, only that he is not the Mocha of the Mocha. So he means, not only, so he does it in a field that I will move it, only going in regard to what that of his Mocha in that Mishra is effective. But even in regard to Rabbi Mocha, But what the Dado and Abhi,
Now,
there will be very short a shopping hour. And the reason why a shopping is very short, because once you know the halachic of the mitzvah of the table talking without a piece of cake, so then the hashkope naturally follows. Now, there is one question that I refer to it, which is the different pieces contained in the process of the table talking without a piece of cake. So one is the right before the nature first. Even if he is not much more, an ignorant person, who doesn't know how to read, who doesn't know the alphabet. So, for such a person, the tertiary field to write them with respect, according to Rashi, even with the Rashi, there is a Christ of an old man, an old Rashi. So, when you hear it, to give him respect, to show him respect, and to write the boy, and to write the boy, and there is not a mistake of someone who was out of his office. So that is my friend to another time where no man is on the call and the other. So it seems that these two obligations are separating these obligations. When obligation imposes upon us to show respect to an aged person, even though it's an ignorant person, and the other obligation imposes upon us to show respect and to life before a young scholar. So it's two separate and distinct mixes. How is it that the Rambam mentions those obligations in one mitzvah aseh? And the Rambam says, and when the Rambam is in a mitzvah, formulates this mitzvah, he says, Shetivono mitzvah is set, he shetivono lechavit lachachonim, ולוקום את מיהם ולגדו איתם. יחד את החכמים ולוקום את מיהם ולגדו איתם. But how is the mitzvah of Tevah, of giving cover to Tevah Shmoy included? In the expression of Yechad את החכמים ולוקום את מיהם, which when is the Tevah Shmoy and ignorant and is your language, who doesn't know how to read, because of how to dance, he doesn't know the alphabet, he doesn't know his own thoughts, which when is such a person included in the category of Chachon. But the Rambam doesn't say, even if they were Ashmoyim, in the category of Chachon, the Rokum is Meyem, she is the one who inhabit the Chachon in the Rokum is Meyem, or the Gadol. And it seems that the Chiluk was backed by this question. How can the obligation to give respect to a naked person who is in the rain be included in the same thing as the obligation to give respect to a tall tower. The Chiluk says it now. Mitzvah reis du zay. Reis hachonim uskei. Rechavim hachachonim yiloko mitzvah. Shemona mitzvah batok. Vitao bu umre, 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 הטעם שהבוכו החוכם רואו בחוכמותי מטרור הזוכן ורי שון משור של מצווה ובשמיקה על הידי עודו מצווה ואילון מי מפני החוכמו כדי שיקר בירי על כל חוכרו ולודון ולחבי בשמיקה איתו ומתחכך מפיירו האחיר מורל ומזה השרת פירו שפיקי בלהודת כמו הדושי שאף נדוק נעצמו שאין מעשי מלחוכם הוא בכלל המצווה, שרואו בחבדי, מפני שברי שונים, רואו עוד מהות כרצה, דימן כי היה כאן לקבוע, ומפלאיתו, ומפלחקך, רואו בחבד. ואחר ידעו מה שם רבי לכם אותו בדיוק להלוך את מי שמגיעו, מפני שאום בו בצנאי של מי הבא לבר, כי זה לא נאחיז לו, לנו שיבי תגורים, נדרש כזה, ולכל את רעש יהיה בין דחיו ולכי לקובל, הם ראי שבדיוק לבוא לבא לבר. But the Chiluch rejects that. So when he explains that the reason is why respect for a naked person is different, included in the same respect as respect for his own forehead is because they both have become an honor. Even an ignoramus, an old person, an ignoramus, who doesn't know how to read, who doesn't know the alphabet, but because of old age. We certainly must have acquired a certain measure of Hochmah, not possessed by the greatest scholar, Husserl. Making the attitude of disrespect towards elderly people as symptomatic, of complete moral deterioration. The mission says that the interest in Shihe could be answered, that only the verge of the Akabashiach of the Italian era, so then Kutzweh knew West and said, how will that Kutzweh manifest itself? He said, for any thing in there, truth will be despised and neglected. And it only takes shame without the notion. The Kutzweh will manifest itself in the fact that youngsters will abuse elderly people. Any young to be sick time, there will be such a generation of chutzpah that it will be demanded of the expected of elderly people that they should show respect and reverence to the old people, because they are now modern. The old people are old fashioned and disciplined. What do they know? So this is the symptom of chutzpah, when respect is not shown to elderly people. And even if respect is disrespectfully shown for the Zokin Ashmoy, and Zokin is an elderly person who is in the labor, and even one who apparently is what people would call a bum, but if respect is not shown to an elderly person, then it's symptomatic of moral deterioration. And this at the core of the moral and spiritual tragedy that overtakes the modern generation is the attitude of disrespect towards elderly people. Just as the Mishnah statement mentions disrespect towards elderly people as symptomatic of moral corruption and as the source of all evil, so the Medrash mentions respect and reverence towards age as symptomatic of sublime moral character. Now, the Medrash Rabbah says, in regard to the topic of the Avraham Zochei Bo Hayom, Avraham was old, full in days, Adon Dechtiv, Ateres Tiferet Evo, Bidera Vizoko Tis. The holy head in the crown of glory is found in the way of righteousness. The mere Ozul in the Malay, the mere one visited a certain city, the name of which was the Malay, rolling from Kulon Shreveri, and he saw all of them, he looked young. They were probably very old, but they didn't have any gray hair, no manifestation of age. On the other hand, they now in Shkakas Me'iliyakim, the three days of whole mountain state of the Zephyr, the Muslims, for that was the curse that overtook the home of Eli, that the descendants of Eli, unfortunately, everyone dies to share the rent. Now the misery is not the same that the descendants of every one of them dies young. That is what he said. He said share the rent. If the misery had intended the rent to die, the fact that the descendants of every were hurt in not attaining an old age. So then the Mithra should have said that the divine young, why did the Mithra emphasize the divine hair age? What difference does it make whether when one dies he has black hair or he has gray hair? So Umbele, Rabenu, his power, they asked the prayer that he should be sorry for them, that he shouldn't die with black hair, but with red hair. On our hands, we hold the people to suck off by the face of the victim. There is one way how to attain gray hair, and that is to indulge in suck off in righteousness, to dedicate oneself to righteousness, to generosity, to see our parents to share that single. So we never talk of you know. So a holy head is a crown of glory. Why is a holy head a crown of glory? Is the holy head is symptomatic of depth of feeling. Those people who get gray hair very long is because they feel very good. Certain people don't get gray hair even at a very old age, because they feel superficially, they are very shallow in their feelings, in their thoughts, in their emotions, in their sentiments. They take it easy. And this is a common American adage, take it easy. Don't become excited. Don't be come around by righteous indignation. Take it easy. If one doesn't take it easy, you'll get gray hair very quickly. But how can a person who has a mild sensitivity take easy? How can it take easy? How can it take it easy? In face of brutality, in face of violence, in face of pushback, in face of the audience maintaining their will. How can one remain insensitive? In face of trampling upon moral and spiritual values. Of course, a person who powers up the principle, the American principle of take it easy. And then there's another important American principle that is unfortunately powered up. Too many of our Jews, even our Orthodox Jews, and even Jews who are identified with yeshivas, that's the American principle of mind your own business. Mind your own business! Why do you have to worry about the fact that the person is a soldier to the flesh? It's none of your business. You want the soldier. It once happened that a woman was raped in the presence of hundreds of people and no one said anything. How did it happen in the civilized country of the United States? Because from the middle of the adultery. So the Nechatzim, did you ever say at the end of Kulam, the Yad Shul Avein? So the Nechatzim started again. Again, the Chinuch is, how can the Chinuch say that the father has loved the death, and the son has, so best that he fought it? For the father, why am I? Hakeres, the very table, is a Sokotimate. The holy head is the crown of glory, because the holy head is symptomatic and is indicative of trouble, of sensitivity. My father, the Chelele Boche, was holy at the age of 50. I know certain elderly people who at the age of 70, they don't have a single gray hair. Why? Because they follow up the American principle of take it easy. Mind your own business! Why do you have to worry about all the crimes that take place? Why do you have to worry about the resolution adopted by the United Nations labeling Zionism as a form of racism. Why do you have to worry about that? Take it easy. So when the mayor visited the present city and he saw people who are 60 years old, 70 years old, the only hair should be gray, and the hair is black. What is this wrong? That we are not dedicated. The principles of righteousness and the democracy. We are not motivated by sense of righteousness and nation. They take it easy. They are the self-descendants of the earth. Because that is the power in the technological reason you are descendants of the earth. Spiritually, they are descendants of any son, not in any self. Any self was a great depression. But any son did not go in the path. He's not walking the path for the father is. He took it very easy. Hazal tell us what is the war, how it's really different.